stories about performing on stage or about stage fright, or if you just want to get some advice on how to deal with it, please give us a call, 1-300-800-222 or text 0437-774-774.
Each day begins.
Get the facts you need to stay informed.
Every day, a popular day.
Stay with Australia's trusted news source.
All the latest, all verified. Stay in the know with ABC.
On ABC TV and ABC iView.
You're listening to Overnight on the ABC. I'm Paul Verhoeven, and I'm joined right now by Johnny McLeod, Kingmaker, and Mr.
I'm putting that on my CV now.
Please do. Please do.
And we are talking about your experiences on stage,
yeah,
including stage fright, or where things went right and things went, you know, maybe sideways.
Yeah, and I got a text which actually speaks to something I was going to bring up. John from Newcastle said, in comedy you get instant reviews with hecklers. Now, hecklers, it seems like the heckler is the evil twin of the public speaker. And both require confidence, right?
Yes.
Both seem to be somebody trying to speak up and be heard and maybe step out of their comfort zone a little bit. But also both can go extraordinarily rogue. How do you deal with hecklers, especially if they are... Because sometimes they might not be a heckler. Sometimes they might be somebody with bad social skills just trying to contribute. Is that
Far more. On social media you see a lot of, you know, comedian heckler.
Yeah.
It's not that common.
Yeah.
In general. And usually it is somebody just answering rhetorical questions. It really ruins the timing when somebody, a comedian, is typically expecting, can anybody relate to this? And somebody goes, well, actually, blah, 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 and they begin a conversation.
Yeah.
No, no, we just say, yes.
Yeah, I saw the play that goes on tonight. I told you, no.
Oh.
It's a great play. It's a remake of the British institution, effectively. But Australia didn't tend to have a very... we don't really understand cancer very much.
Mm.
And so this is a full-blown, high-octane, high-stakes cancer with lots of causes. And once I was looking at the crowd, there were hundreds of disappointments. And it was amazing looking at the crowd who realised they could interact. And then they didn't know not to interact past a certain point. And so there were important gaps towards the end where the crowd was just awful. The stage. But thankfully, the performers figured out how to compensate for that and literally just berate the crowd in character. But you can see some people, even then, just dying to contribute. And it had the energy of a heckler. But they weren't heckling, they were just people who were new to this format, who had been shown a new thing and weren't understanding the nuance of it.
Right? Oh, yes, yes.
That must be your animal's life. Can you spot a heckler before they're that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the giveaways?
Sometimes when they come in.
Right.
The minute they come in.
Okay.
And, again, it's just like that common, it's not common to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, the rest of the audience, you know, they're there to watch the comedy. And so when somebody fail a bit too much, I just want to be able to look at them.
Yeah.
A scan.
And then I assume that
sometimes you have to have a real pause.
Yeah. You mean
yeah.
You? So, if it's a fully lit room and everyone can see who it is, what kind of a person is willing to put themselves through that? Is that not the kind of bravery someone seeks when they, or needs, when they're trying to speak in public?
Some people are bulletproof. It's amazing.
Yeah, it looks like the sort of dark reflection of the person who's too nervous to speak. Generally, the person's not nervous enough, right? maybe be more nervous.
That is very true.
Mm.
I don't know why this has just reminded me of Edinburgh Fringe once. There used to be, there was a night, well, it's still going, called Late and Live. And in the 90s, which is notorious for some of the most vicious audience.
Right.
If something was funny, they'd just give it their all. But if there was a little weakness, they would absolutely just jump in there.
Right.
And
right.
I do remember one MC who sort of had come in and he was just a little bit too London. Bit too cocky, bit too London.
Mm.
And the Scottish audience went nuts. And were giving him such a hard time. And there was this group of Scottish lads down the front. And he was going, oh, well, maybe you should get up and do something. And everybody was pointing at this one man and saying, get him to sing, get him to sing. And this guy going, nah, nah, nah. The MC said, yeah, come on, mate. He was like, just tell him to sing. Come on, come on.
Thank you.